It's the morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Nicholas Hajda, noted young person, Emily, is crying because she's looking at dogs online. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Dumb question amnesty is something you say when you have a question that is so foolish, you're afraid people will laugh at you, and you just say DQA, and then they're not allowed to laugh. And it's
like first, this dumb question amnesty. Should dogs make you cry when you look at them?
Stop. Yeah. I'm recovering. I had to close my phone. And
I didn't look at the picture, but it's not like an old, sad, dying dog or like somebody lost their dog or even one of those like the soldier came home and his dog remembers him and is licking him in the face. It's
dogs
just a picture. It's just a picture of a dog.
Emily saw one yesterday on her hike and now she's got a kick for basset hounds.
What's going on here, man?
So cute. I want to adopt Honey Buddy.
But sometimes I find the questions that have been presented on this program as dumb question amnesties and DQAs to actually be very smart. For example, are there more smells out there because of COVID?
Mm-hmm. I will avoid breast dilapidation.
Now that pandemic times are over, I will say that is what pandemic times are over, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I miss the times when there was everybody was staying at home. So if you went outside, there were more smells because there were less people smelling them. I miss the way that COVID smelled is what I'm telling you. All right.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Don't air that part. But hang on. I think this is a smart one. Okay. This is a smart DQA.
Okay.
Does something get cold faster in the freezer?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Hold on.
Wait, this might be a good question.
Yeah, I thought of this because it was Nick came to my house last Thursday, watch football, hang out with my dad, and fun surprise for me. I don't know, was it Saturday-ish when I opened the freezer to find two exploded Bud Lights because my dad put two Bud Lights in the freezer and then just forgot them in there. But look, I understand, Dad. I understand when you got some room temperature beers and you want them to be cold immediately. The urge to put them into the freezer, it makes sense, all right? I had a Diet Coke this morning. Shout out to our vending machine guy. He listens sometimes. What is up, man? Okay. And I bought a Diet Coke right after he had filled it up, and so it was still off the truck temperature. That really seems unfair to me.
So that man worked hard to fill that vending machine, and you immediately just make it unfill.
I need the juice in me, okay?
Don't hook it up if you just ask him.
I need that vending machine man's juice inside of me. And so, yeah, I got it, and I was like, oh, it's all warm. And so I put it in the freezer, and that made me think again. Hang on. Are we really chilling our drinks faster? Now, You have a great potential for a greater cold and eventually frozen beverage. Mm-hmm. But think about it. Scientists, people, get at me here.
Yeah.
The principles with which you are using to chill this beverage, I mean, that's conduction, right? Is that?
Convection is like the heat. Convection is, right?
Maybe you sit this one out.
Okay. Science.
No.
I was thinking like an oven.
No, well,
that's convection.
You're putting it in the cold air, and eventually the cold air rubs off on the beverage, and the beverage becomes cold, right? Okay, that's the DQA part, okay? I've explained
you're
it.
You're telling me to sit this one out?
I've explained it in the
serious?
Dumbest way possible, but that's what's happening, right?
Okay.
You put it in the cold air, and the cold air rubs on your beverage, and then your beverage becomes cold. Now, my question is, what is the speed at which that is happening? Because I believe let's just make up some numbers here. Let's say that the Coke that I put in the fridge today was 60 degrees. Okay? If I put it in the fridge that's 40 degrees, or I put it in the freezer, which is 20 degrees, is it getting cold faster in the freezer? Because I think it's quite possible that it is not.
No.
That the rubbing off
you're
of the
dumb.
The rubbing of the cold happens at the same 9.8 meters per second squared that it happens in the fridge. Okay.
I feel like every time you say rubbing it off, I just imagine some dude in there that he grabs the Coke from you and he just does his thing and
that
hands
is not
it
what
back.
I think of when Jason says rubbing.
If I have a 60 better. Degree Coke and I put it in a 58 degree room, okay, it gets cold at the same speed as if I put it in the freezer, but it stops at 58.
No,
that's untrue.
It's the because think about when you see a movie where somebody goes into space and they get sucked out of the airlock or whatever, they instantly frost over because space is that cold. the colder it is, the more it absorbs the heat from whatever the object is, in that case, you. Now, the argument you could make is that the difference between, like, space is super cold, okay?
Right.
That's, like, definitely negative degrees right. Fahrenheit.
Right. The difference,
so the
between,
difference between the freezer and the fridge may not be all that much.
But it is still a difference.
But it's still, yes, it still is a difference.
Yeah.
Also, if you really want to get it cold, wrap it in a wet paper towel, because the wetness absorbs more surface area, so that will cool things even faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you want to cool a cold, delicious 12-pack of Bud Light in a cooler, put a little water in there with the ice, because that increases the surface area of the coldness. Now I'm doing the whole Jason Dick thing, or science. Convection. Conduction. Yeah. Absolute zero.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X.
Celsius.
You know what I'm saying, though, right? I think it's possible that the cold invasion takes place at the same speed.
The cold invasion?
Yeah.
What is this, the Cold War?
The cold storms the beaches in your freezer.
Nick is breaking one of the most important rules of Dumb Question Amnesty, in that he's using the internet to find the answer. I understand, is it 80s internet? What has happened here?
So I just Googled, does stuff cool faster in the freezer than the fridge? And this takes me to an article at straightdope.com dated August 12th, 1983.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, we're so up to date here on this station.
That's the thing. It's an age-old argument, okay?
Yes.
People have been wondering about this for decades, and we will be the ones to get to the bottom of it.
This does sound like you, because it says, Dear Cecil, we've been having a ferocious argument.
Cecil?
That's the person that's answering this question.
Oh, he's the owner of straightdope.com?
It's Cecil Adams. I don't know if that's a famous self-help.
All right.
Anyway. We've been having a ferocious argument for the last hour, and if you don't come to our rescue, tragic violence will surely result. My cute, but can't say this word anymore, girlfriend insists that if I want to make the six-pack of Budweiser, starts with an R, that if I want to make the six-pack of Budweiser that I just bought cool off faster, I should put it in the freezer rather than the regular part of the refrigerator. I calmly reply, this is some BS. Things cool off at the same rate whether you put it in the freezer or not.
Let her know, man.
Jason, are you a time traveler?
Stupid woman brain.
In parentheses, I'm sure I've read this somewhere.
Jason, so are you a time traveler? Because did you write this?
I wrote this as a two-year-old. My girlfriend when I was two, she was really an R-word.
I'm glad that works as citing your sources. I'm sure I've read this somewhere. Anyway. She doesn't believe me. I think I'm nuts. Cecil, I love this woman dearly, and I cannot bear to see her crushed by this burden of ignorance. Those are your words, 100%.
This is just you, Jason.
Crushed by her burden of ignorance.
God, I got so many people with ignorance burdens in their life.
Please explain to her that I am right now. And she is wrong, as usual, and restore peace to our once happy household. Cecil replies, Dear Jason, sorry, chump, but your girlfriend's opinion of your sanity is depressingly accurate.
Ah.
The mechanics of heat transfer are a bit complicated, blah, blah, blah. But yes, it's
you're
colder.
Wrong. Yeah.
And I believe the process you're looking for is thermal conduction.
That's what I said. Conduction.
Yeah.
All right, so I sounded smart for a second in there.
Yeah.
It's me.
We talked about the heat rubbing off of the beer.
Yeah.
It's me, reach me. Yeah. The freezer air, it gets in there and it rubs on your beer, and then your beer gets cold.
Does a water sun cool your beer faster than a...
It's me, reach me, says the bigger the temperature differential between the object and the atmosphere, the quicker the temperature change. That's a real smart way of explaining it.
Saying
that I'm
somebody
wrong.
Took a science class.
Davis the door guy says, Jason, the lighter near the hand is a little hot. Blowtorch near the hand is big hot. Thermodynamics is wild, but it ultimately comes down to the source's temperature and the insulation of whatever material you're trying to permeate. In this case, more cold means faster beer.
Ooh, you know what? This is a blunder, but I have the solution for you.
What's that?
And beer.
You want me to put the ice
pour
into
beer
the
beer? To ice? Like a glass of ice and then pour it.
Yeah. Why not?
Go back to Googling Basset Hounds.
Why not? You guys are weak.
You know, it
You're
is.
Weak.
That's even worse than saying, like, well, in Europe, they drink it warm.
They do.
It is a thing. It's like, why can't you put ice in your beer? And I don't know.
Ice and soda.
Right. I don't know the answer, but it's just not done. Okay. It's not done in polite society. Okay.
Okay.
It's not done in impolite society.
You drink
even
your warm
the impolite
beer,
you know? Are against it.
Now I'm going to do this every time I'm over at Jason's house. I'm just going to pour
soda. pour beer and ice.
Punk rock physicist, who I may have been asking this question directly to you, has weighed in and says, coldness doesn't move. Heat moves from warm to cold, so the freezer is absorbing the heat, not giving the coldness. To sustain the cold environment of the freezer, you run an engine to expel the excess heat from the system. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2021. Why are we still putting beers in the freezer? Why can't they just be cold like that, man? All right.
I'm just surprised you guys haven't just figured out the family trait to just drink warm Bud Lights.
Gross. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem, man.
Come on, just put some ice in it.
No problem. I drink a warm beer faster because I want it to be over. Yeah, this is unpleasant, so I'm just putting it in my body to do the things. Hey, we have Etchy Expo tickets. 512-835-1015 is the number. Smarter Than Jason is next. Good luck on the phone.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
The Etchy Expo is happening at the Radisson September 24th, 5th, 6th. Emily be cosplaying there.
Yep.
You want to cosplay with her? Our contestant is hi, Danny.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Danny? I'm going the hallway. Good luck, buddy.
All right, Danny, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win the tickets. And your choices today are historical analogies to trivia or not to trivia. That is the question, which is Shakespeare stuff. Or who's on second, geography edition. So this is all about the second most or whatever things, geography stuff. History, Shakespeare, geography.
Let's go with the history.
All right, excellent.
You're going to make this quiz history.
Yep. All right. We all analogies. Blank is to blank as blank is to blank, but it's all history stuff. You'll figure it out. Go. Judas is to Jesus as blank is to George Washington.
Benedict Arnold.
Yes.
Ooh.
Charlie is to Viet Cong soldier as blank is to German soldier.
Kraut.
Looking for Jerry.
Ah.
Jerry. Yeah, they're all so we had fun names from. Apparently Tommy is an English soldier. Let's see. United Nations is to World War II as blank is to World War I. Nations is to World War II as blank is to World War I.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm all thrown off after the German one.
All right. League of Nations is what we're looking for. The League of Nations. But hold on, though. I get Jason back in here, and that might do it. That might do it for you. My man.
Danny.
Dan. Sorry.
Danny.
Sorry.
Danny Zuko. Automatic.
Yes. Danny Zuko.
Systematic. Hydromatic.
What are you talking about?
It's Grease Lightning.
She's got Basset Hounds on the brain now. She's useless to us.
Yeah. Can we play He Shoots, He Scores, or Does He?
No.
Fair.
I want to participate.
Fair enough.
Dan chose historical analogies, and he got two correct.
Danielson, well played.
Number one, Judas is to Jesus as blank is to George Washington.
I like analogies, but I can't do these things.
Judas is to Jesus.
And what is the category?
Historical analogies.
Historical analogies. Judas
is to Jesus.
Jesus.
As blank.
Blank.
Is to George Washington.
George Washington.
I feel like I want to explain, but.
Okay.
Disintegrious.
Stop and think it out for a second. You can get there, Jason. Jesus, good guy.
Okay.
Judas, not so much.
It depends on what gospel you read.
Or was he? I'm not sure. I don't totally know what Judas did.
Did Jesus ask Judas to betray him on purpose?
Dun, dun. I did play that church softball team last night.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, they've been doing a lot of praising Jesus and not a lot of practice in softball.
Aww.
Okay.
Hey, leave them alone.
What happened the first time you guys played?
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, didn't
they have two teams? Christian Life Academy has two teams in the Liger Sports Kind League, and the first team beat us. I think they have an A team and a B team. What's up with that? That seems wrong. That seems against Jesus. All right.
Is it the B team after you? They're like, Jesus, we got these guys.
Jesus
would crush
them. He would split the teams evenly. Okay.
Or he would say all teams.
Yeah.
Are
well,
equal.
Why would you have one team that's really good and then another team?
Teach a man to hit a softball.
Yeah.
Then he can hit as
okay.
many softballs
right.
in his I'm life.
I'm going to consider this a defensible answer, all right? And then I'm going to defend it, and it's going to be a whole fight, all right?
Okay.
Is it going to be a ferocious argument?
Okay.
You have to demonstrate the burdens of ignorance?
What if he says you're right?
My answer is teeth.
No. Okay, yeah, no, you're a little off.
No.
You're a little bit
what is
off.
It, what is the answer?
Benedict Arnold.
Okay, why
he
is that?
He betrayed George Washington. He was the guy that was going to give over... that one fort
and
to
Judas
the British.
Betrayed
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. In my analogy, Judas
lived in Jesus's mouth.
No, Judas is the enemy of Jesus. Okay, and George Washington
is the enemy
Satan.
Of
George Washington is not his number one enemy, but it's one of
Get
his enemies.
Okay, okay, now I need a hierarchy.
And now
Jesus's enemies,
George Washington,
that one guard with a spear.
George Washington had wooden teeth because his real teeth were his natural enemy, so he fought them off. And so he teeth are the Judas
How
of
did
the
he
George,
fight them off?
George Washington.
I don't know. Did
he
not,
fought them off by taking
not,
them out.
Not enough flossing, I guess, I assume. I don't know what the deal was.
Okay. No, Benedict Arnold's what we're looking for.
Man, I got to tell y'all some dentist stories because I went to the dentist several times recently. Mm-hmm. Shout out Authentic Smiles, my doctor, Shane Mott. What's up, buddy? Maybe I shouldn't have used you to plug your business along with yesterday. The hygienist said to me, she's like, your teeth are doing great. You're going to keep them. And I was like, hold on. Was it close? Were we close to being totaled?
You haven't like, been around whoa. In a bit. So.
I understand. I skipped some appointments. But
Dan, I say you should just win based on that one alone, but Jason has a chance to tie you
okay.
with his next
okay.
two.
Okay, okay.
Charlie is to Viet Cong soldier as blank is to German soldier. Charlie is to Viet Cong as blank is to German.
Adolf.
It's actually teeth. Jerry. Jerry is what we called the German soldiers.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Why?
Because German Jerry?
Jerry,
I don't know,
no. Man. Jerry. All right, Danny, you win. Congratulations, man.
All right. You got no shot. United Nations is to World War II as blank is to World War I. United Nations, World War II, blank is to World War I. Mm-hmm.
The Allied Forces.
League of Nations.
Hey, Dallin tweets at the Morning X, says, how about that swinging dick last night? Jason Dick with two triples. Hashtag, it's got to be the cleats. Did get new cleats. Did have two triples last night. And I'm not going to say that that's based on my cleats or newfound weight loss or even my athletic ability. Just the desperately bad defense played by the Christian Life Academy. Come on, guys. Come on. But I bring it up to tell you, the Morning X softball tournament is back. Promotional announcement, October 23rd. Sports Fest is happening. We've partnered with SportsKind. If you go to SportsKind.com, you can get all the details and expect me to tell you about this many, 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 many more times and hope that you'll join us for softball on October the 23rd.
101X. Live.
Tuesday is Ham Day in Austin, Texas, and we're helping to raise awareness for the efforts of the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians with a happy hour at Luster Pearl South on Menchaca. Join Nick from the Morning X from 6 to 8. Carbach Love Street will be on special, and we'll have some swag on hand. And a portion of the evening's proceeds will benefit AM. More on the event and what they do on the 101X United page at 101X.com.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.